The new President Obama Twitter account has provided an awesome insight into what opportunity we all have to use love and understanding to accept and overcome hatred. I read an article today. The new President Obama Twitter account, as you can see here, rapidly generated millions of followers, and it also rapidly generated all kinds of hateful tweets. If you put in at POTUS as your search term, and then you put in various words after it, hate terms and related hate terms, you can see all kinds of negative, hateful tweets coming at the president. But what's interesting, in addition to the hateful tweets, you can see all kinds of hateful tweets back at the haters. And for keeping this in line with love and understanding, I'm not going to show all of the hateful tweets. You can go look for them yourself if you want. The idea is that hating the haters is just as bad as the original hater itself. So if you're going to use a racial slur against President Obama, you could say that's hateful. And if you are going to hate the person who used the racial slur, that's just as bad as the original person, if not worse. The idea is that if you are loving and understanding, you don't have to hate your fellow man. If you can see the similarities in your fellow man, then there's no reason to hate. What happens, especially in the United States, we are a country that hates ourselves more than any other country in the world. And I'll show you the statistics for this right here. Incarceration in the United States from Wikipedia. The USA has the highest prison population in the world, the largest amount of people in the world. Yes, more people in prison than China. China has 1 billion plus people. We have less than half of that, and yet we have more people in prison than China does. Not only that, but there's only one country in the world that has a higher per capita incarceration rate. And that is a small country in Africa. They only have a population of 90,000 and they have a slightly higher prison per capita population than we do. In the U.S., nearly 1%, 0.7% of the population is in prison or jail. And you can see on the graph right here. What this to me shows is a self-hatred. It's hard to say that the U.S. is really full of more criminals than any other country in the world. Think about countries like India and China and Russia. You would think one of those would have at least as many criminals per capita as the USA. This is a legacy of self-hatred. And self-hatred comes from hating within. When you don't like who you are inside, you will turn to external sources to hate. You will turn to being racist or hating the racist. If you can see how both of those are the same basic problem. And I've known that problem from the inside. I know I was raised, I hated people who used things like the N-word and who were racist. And what I didn't see is that I was just as bad as the people I hated. Because love and understanding, those are what conquer hate. Hate comes from separation. Hate comes from feeling like President Obama is really so much different than you. That he's not just a man or a person, the same as you are a man or a woman. Hate comes from seeing difference and separation, and hate comes from not liking who you are inside. Because if I love and understand myself, then I can love and understand the world. If I don't love and understand myself, then I will act the same with the world. So this new President Obama Twitter account shows that if we want to live that dream Martin Luther King talked about, we have to be loving and understanding with ourselves. And that means that understanding someone who's making a racist tweet at President Obama, that is a person in pain. That's a person suffering. And the person who then is hating on the racist, that is also a person who's in pain. That's also a person who's suffering. These are all people that, with enough love and understanding from you and me, that we can help. And looking at this data to me, as someone who worked in the prison system and who worked in law enforcement, the data of what we're doing to ourselves shows that on a large national level, we hate ourselves. You don't put 2.5 million people just like you in prison unless you can't stand yourself. Because think about how similar someone is to you in prison. They eat, they sleep, they drink water, they have dreams, they have hopes. They were a little child once. They didn't think they'd grow up to be in prison. They are 90%+ similar to who you are. Hatred then is what drives you to look at the 5-10% and say, no, this person is disgusting. They should be in prison. That 5-10% difference between them and you, is that worth putting someone in prison over? Well, you can't do something like this without hating yourself to some degree. You can't support tough on crime policies without being tough on yourself, without not being loving and understanding when you mess something up. So today, I hope we can look at something like this President Obama Twitter account as something that's positive, that the White House is trying to reach out and be a part of life, and that we can see that hate, no matter what form it comes in, it's not wrong as much as it needs to be loved and understood. Because this is what you get when you say hate is wrong. You get more hate. When you say that it's wrong to hate, then you continue to keep the cycle going. You don't put over 2 million of your 400 or so million people in prison without hating. Because you wouldn't put someone in a cell like an animal if you looked at them just like you. And I see Barack as someone just like me, and his wife Michelle, and I see all of the people on Twitter as people just like me. Yes, there are differences in histories and backgrounds. There are history differences reflective of birth. Yes, there were slight differences in where and when all of these people were born, and that's the only real difference between all of us. And so I look at everyone as a brother and a sister. And if I see my brother and sister hating each other, then I hope I can be loving and understanding enough to allow both of them to be and to have space for them to get well. And not to look at my brother and sister and say, you should be in prison. You should be stopped. But to look at all of the hate in the world and have hope. Like Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do. You wouldn't talk about murdering another person without having some level of self-hatred inside and some desire to do the same to yourself. So to me, that shows sadness, that shows hurt, that shows sickness. And as a person who spent a lot of my life hurt and sick, I see other people with the hope that we don't have to be hating and punishing ourselves for being hurt and sick, but that we can love each other and that we can take better care of each other. So thank you very much for watching this video or listening to it. I'm trying lots of different videos on my YouTube channel and on my Facebook page. I'm trying to do my best to share with the world my love, hope, and faith and understanding. Because that's all I can really do is try and lead by example. So this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to lead by example on YouTube, on Facebook, on my podcast, and I also have Udemy courses, as you can see. And so I'm grateful. Thank you for being here with me today. And I hope this is a useful, inspirational video. I pray that by loving and understanding my fellow man and woman, no matter what form they take, no matter whether they're the president or in prison, or one of my fans, or someone who's hating on me. I pray that I can be the best person towards that person, and that then I can be the best person towards myself every day. So thank you for being here, and I value your feedback on this video.